I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This week, the woods of West Virginia have been thick with turkey hunters hoping to bag a long-bearded gobbler. However, as enjoyable as that may be, a reminder about being safe never gets old. I'll have one for you coming up after this.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
Thanks to the efforts of hunter education classes in West Virginia, there aren't many hunters today who have not been exposed, at least in some small way, to the rules that govern safe hunting. That said, however, you can never have too many refresher courses about being safe, especially during spring gobbler season, which is often one of the more dangerous. Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Jenkins is with the West Virginia DNR and offers these tips you've heard before but are worth repeating.
You've got to be aware that people out turkey hunting are going to be in full camouflage. And never try to sneak up on a turkey. And when you set up to call turkey, you should try to keep something to your back, a tree or something to your back to protect anything from the back coming in on you. Mainly never wear collars of blue, reds, and whites, because that's the dominant colors on a turkey head that hunters are going to be looking for. And make sure of your target before you shoot.
Every year, West Virginia conservation officers wind up investigating a handful of hunting incidents, and Jenkins says in so many cases, it's almost always the same story. I thought I was shooting at a turkey.
Usually it's hunters just seeing movement and shooting at the movement, not making sure what their target is before discharging their firearm. It's basically the same as you've heard the buck fever, only this case would be turkey fever, I guess. They're so intent on wanting to kill their spring gobbler that they're let their minds play tricks on them, and they really don't see what's actually there.
And the choice of your hunting tool can be critical as well, especially when you talk about the severity of the incident.
A lot of states, rifles are not legal. Of course, in West Virginia, they are. Just be with, if you're using a rifle, be extremely careful with what's beyond your target, because the rifle bullet's going to travel a lot further.
And it goes without saying that shooting another human being isn't something anybody wants to live with on their conscience. But beyond that, the penalties for that mistake are steep and should be given great thought every time you're in the woods.
The minimum fine is $1,000, plus you're going to lose your hunting license for a five-year period. And that's not even counting the civil, what can happen on the civil side if you do wound somebody and you're sued civilly.
Jenkins says there's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself during hunting season, but not at the expense of being safe. Spring gobbler season runs through May 19th statewide in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.